This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Candidates for governor are on the campaign trail in Michigan. They're raising money, giving speeches, and trying to get support before the primary election. Republican Governor Rick Snyder is term limited, so it's an open seat race. Democrats are hoping to win back the office. They haven't held it since Governor Granholm left 7 years ago. Here to talk about the gubernatorial race is Rick Pluta, the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, great to talk to you again.
Great to be with you, David.
You've covered a number of races for governor. What do you find interesting?
One or two.
What do you find interesting about this upcoming one?
Well, you know what? I don't know what we find interesting yet because we're waiting to see what happens. Right now, we're just seeing candidates circling each other. Some of them are already out there trying to develop a message and put together a base. One of the interesting things about the recent cycle of elections is, you know, it used to be that there was the primary race where candidates really tried to appeal to their party base. And then you went to the general election, which tended to focus more on persuading the center to basically go along with you, tip one way or the other. Well, what we've seen is that the center in Michigan politics has largely disappeared. And so campaigns in the primary are about winning over the base, the party base. And then the campaigns in the general election is about convincing that base in even greater numbers to actually get out and vote.
Let's talk about some of those candidates. Governor Snyder obviously cannot run again. He's term limited.
Right.
So who are the leaders on the Republican side?
I think it would be hard to dispute that Bill Schuette is running ahead of the pack. And I say that even though
The current Michigan Attorney General.
The current Michigan Attorney General. And I say that despite the fact that I think under most circumstances, calling anyone a front runner this far out is folly. But he's been building a reputation in the Michigan Republican Party, not just for the past 7.5 years that he's been the attorney general, but literally going back generations with a career in Congress, in the state Senate, the Michigan Court of Appeals. He ran for the U.S. Senate once against Carl Levin, and he just knows how to work his party base. There's a Dr. Jim Hines who's in the race and who paid for petition circulators to gather enough signatures to actually put him on the primary ballot. So he's going to be there. But for whatever reasons, at least so far, he seems to have been largely a non-presence. What everyone is waiting to see, if Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly gets in, but he's been waiting while he pushes his part-time legislature petition drive slash ballot proposal, which has offended a lot of the Lansing establishment that he would probably need to win the nomination. And at the same time, because of some other things that he's been involved in, the Medicaid expansion comes to mind, the grassroots conservative Republican Party base is kind of suspicious of him.
How is the Democratic race shaping up so far?
There are a number of candidates running, but the ones that most people seem to talk about are Gretchen Whitmer, the former state Senate minority leader, and some people have dubbed her the front runner, but I think this would be an instance where we should be a little skeptical of that designation this far out from the primary. There's Abdul El Sayed, the former health director for the city of Detroit, who's been aggressively campaigning around the state and getting a lot of national press. Usually the storyline in these pieces are last year, Michigan shocked the nation by helping put Donald Trump over the top to win the White House. Could Michigan shock the nation again in 2018 by electing the nation's first Muslim governor?
You mentioned it. President Trump, you know, shocked a lot of people when he won Michigan last November, the first Republican candidate for president to do that since George H.W. Bush in 1988.
Right.
What does the Republican wave last year mean for the governor's race next year?
I can answer that definitively. We don't know. There are a few factors in play that we have seen that Trump was able to appeal to a certain segment of what should typically be the Democratic base, primarily white blue-collar male, to cross over and vote for him. But also, Democrats just didn't turn out in Michigan. And that's a big deal, that in statewide races, typically Republicans, when they prevail, don't so much win as Democrats lose because they weren't able to turn out their party base. And that's a huge part of what we saw last year. But here's something else. Donald Trump is controversial. His base is shrinking. Although we saw, in the last election that even people who did not like Donald Trump were still willing to vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. And I think this is really significant, but especially in a presidential first term, the party that's in power in the White House typically gets spanked in the midterms.
One last question. The Flint water crisis was an issue that came up a lot in the 2016 election.
Right.
What issues might we be talking about the most?
We may still be talking about the Flint water crisis in 2018. Democrats will certainly try to make an issue of it. Bill Schuette is also trying to make an issue of it in his favor with the criminal prosecutions that we're seeing in the Flint water case. But, in Michigan, it's really the same set of issues over and over and over again that voters say they care about, and that is the state of the economy, and schools, education, and making college affordable.
Rick Pluta is the Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks for coming on.
Oh, pleasure, David.